Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Apple launching a new streaming music service. In fact, not unrelated to Taylor Swift in recent weeks, but it's happening in over 100 countries today. Tony Riley from tech website TheEffect.net is on the line to explain all. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Well, very well, thank you. So what is the new service in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, it is a streaming music service which would be comparable to Spotify, Tidal, Play Music, etc.
Okay, so if you have an iPhone, smartphone, whatever you want to call it, Apple phone, what happens next?
So the next thing you need to do is today you will be prompted to update your operating system on the phone or your iPad to the newest version 8.4. And when you do that, you will see a little Apple Music icon appear on your home screen and you can click it and start from there, basically.
So how will that affect me as a technical fool who has an iPhone, which I do, 5 or whatever the newest, fairly, no, it's not the newest, anyway, bar one, who likes my music on my phone and that's the end of it on the library and everything. Does that affect me at all? Do I need to update that or will I be...
No, if that's the way you listen to your music at the moment, no, that won't change anything. It's if you kind of want to subscribe to other music and listen to stuff you don't currently have on your phone, that's where kind of the benefit of Apple Music will be.
So what will set the Apple service then apart from the competition?
I suppose that it's run by Apple. It is the main thing. It'll be kind of, as soon as everybody updates their phones, they'll automatically get it on their phone. The free 3-month trial with this service, and much like you were saying there about Taylor Swift, I mean, initially Apple weren't going to pay the artist any royalties during the 3-month period, but Taylor Swift basically penned a kind of an open letter to Apple saying, you know, we didn't ask you for free iPhones, don't ask us to give us our music for free. And yeah. So they rescinded and they're now kind of paying, I think, half royalties during the free trial period.
Okay, and the free trial period is you know, you can click on that, and then after that elapses.
Yeah, so
you're into Payville.
Yeah, you're into Payville. It's either $9.99 for a single user for all access, everything, all the music, all the radio stations, the Apple Music Connect feature, or it's $14.99 for a family package, which is up to 6 unique individual users. Some of the issues with the streaming services is that, you know, people share their login details because you only want to pay once. The problem with that is that these services build a taste profile based on what you listen to, so it makes better recommendations of the music you're listening to. So if you're sharing it with somebody who's into heavy metal and you're into your pop music, your recommendations are going to be all over the place. So this new family package means you can have 6 unique users on a single account and it won't affect your taste profile.
Okay. Will you go for this, Tony?
I pay for Google Play Music. So I'm kind of in the Google ecosystem, which is pretty much Google's version of Apple Music.
Apple. And so that means that what you've... Is that an app-based thing on your phone?
App-based thing on my phone or on my iPad or, you know, it's or on the Chromecast. So, yeah, it's an app and I pick any music I want to listen to and it streams directly into my phone.
Okay. And because you pay a monthly premium or what have you, that's...
Same price as Apple. It's $9.99 a month, yeah.
Okay. Sometimes with things like Netflix, people say, I'll try it for a month, and then you have to give your credit card details anyway, and then you kind of sucked into it. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but you're kind of almost out of laziness sometimes. You might just go, oh, sure, just keep going and see what happens.
Yeah.
I presume that there's an element of that about it, is there?
Well, I mean, to use your iPhone, really, if you've got an Apple account store, then they have your credit card on file. I mean, they're one of the biggest companies that have kind of so many users' credit cards on file because have an App Store account, you need to have a credit card on file with Apple. So they already have your credit card details. So if you decide to go for the 3 months, then it'll lapse onto your credit card after that.
Okay, so you've got the 3 tiers. You've got your tier one is an odd one. It's a radio station presented by Zane Lowe, who decides whether or not what songs you want to listen to. So that's
option
one.
I mean, Spotify and Play Music both have radios, but there's no DJs as such. It's kind of auto-generated playlists depending on mood and genre. Whereas this will be interesting, it's, you know, human-curated playlists/radio stations that's on 24/7. I suppose nobody really knows what it's going to be like until it launches later this afternoon.
Okay, so that's an innovation, I suppose, of sorts.
Yeah, you don't need to pay to get access to that. You can actually get access to that, as you said, on the free account.
Okay, gotcha. That's the free. And then the other two are, as you say, the two other options of the three in the tiers. So the other competitors, you mentioned Google Play Music Unlimited, then you've got Spotify, you've also mentioned them. Tidal is in there too. All offering
Jay-Z's label.
Jay-Z, okay. They're all offering what, similar, if not the same sort of...
Similar. Tidal would have slightly less catalogue for the user, so it has about 25 million tracks, whereas Google, Spotify and Apple all have about the 35 million tracks. Now, I don't know if anyone actually notices the difference between them in terms of kind of what tracks are available, but I'm sure there'll be some people out there that some of the stuff they want will be available on Tidal, it will be available on Apple Music. Like, again, back to Taylor Swift, she's recently just said that her last album, was it 1989, will be available on Apple Music, where it's not available on the other streaming services.
Okay, and then there's Apple Music features this thing, Connect.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So Pharrell Williams has already signed up to be on board with this. It basically gives the artists a way to, if you will, connect to their fans and kind of publish background, you know, backstage stuff, kind of upcoming songs, lyrics they're writing. I mean, if you can imagine, like the girl you had on there before me, you know, if that video was online of kind of Taylor Swift meeting her fans backstage, all the other fans would be clamoring to try and get backstage to meet Taylor Swift to have that experience.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of stuff they'll be sharing up on the Connect, is to be, you know, as that's it, closer to their fans.
Okay. Are you up for this Apple product that they're launching today? Would you endorse it?
If you're an Apple fan and you haven't got, you know, you're not on Spotify, it's definitely worth a try. I mean, it is only going to be on iPhone and iPad today. It's not coming to Android or other devices until later in the year. And it is only going to run on the latest version of the operating system. So if you're hoping just to, you know, a lot of people weren't able to update the operating system previously because they hadn't got enough space on the phone, there was too many photos. So it's going to cause a bit of a kerfuffle for people who kind of want to use it, but their phone isn't available for it, or they haven't got enough space to do the update. There will be some technical glitches, I would imagine.
Okay, and how are you on the updates?
I am up to date at the moment, but I'm on an older iPad, so I'd imagine I'm not going to get many more updates after this. And if I want to continue using, you know, the Apple's Play Music service, then I'm going to need to buy a newer device, basically.
Do you think the app, the fact that Apple issues so many updates so often, is that because they're so quickly being innovative, or are they just being a pain in the ass?
Bit of A, bit of B.
Okay.
Yes, basically, like I said, they're updating for security features and bugs. I mean, they've pushed updates out before that, you know, killed the mobile signal on your phone because it wasn't tested properly when it left Apple, and they had to push another update out to fix it. So it can be a bit of A, bit of B.
Okay.
I'd be intrigued to see how this update rolls out for a lot of people, because a lot of people would be clamoring for it.
We will watch. And you know, it just baffles me that when you see, I mean, I was looking at the trailer there for Steve Jobs' film with Michael Fassbender, and it's that shot of him from behind going out into the stage and the roar of the crowd. Like,
yeah.
You might as well be Taylor Swift at the Three Arena.
Proper showman.
Right, that the fact that the man in charge of a tech company is being treated like a complete rock star.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, just before I forget, if you haven't streamed music in before, so if you're a first-time kind of music streamer, it's worth keeping an eye on your data usage as well on your phone, because, you know, streaming music, it does take up data from your package. So if you're on kind of, you know, a quite low data usage, you know, a gig or 2 gigs, you're going to hit that cap very quickly if you're streaming music all day long.
Right.
So you just don't want to get a bill shock at the end of the month where you've been charged, you know, $300 because you've been streaming Apple Music all month long.
I have a pain in my head with storage. You need more storage. You need more storage. You need more storage. You need more storage.
One benefit of streaming it in, you don't need the storage to listen to all the music you need to, because it's not stored on your phone.
Yeah.
Now, you will have the ability to save tracks to your phone if you're a paying member. So if you want to go offline, if you're on a flight or you don't have any mobile reception, you still have access to the music because you've saved certain tracks to your phone.
Yes. Okay, well, that's an advantage, surely.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, thanks for the update, literally.
No problem.
Good to talk to you.
Ryan.
All right, thanks. Tony Riley there, he's with the tech website, theeffect.net, talking us through Apple's latest wheeze.